It's NPR's All Things Considered. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. All this year, we're listening to what we're calling the NPR 100, the songs we've identified as the 100 most important songs of the 20th century. On Valentine's Day, you can be sure that somewhere some radio station is playing a version of Rodgers and Hart's My Funny Valentine. NPR's Elizabeth Blair looks at the song and the songwriting team behind it.
Listen to the words of My Funny Valentine. Not exactly a sappy ode to love.
Your looks are laughable, unphotographable, yet you're my favorite work of art. Is your figure less than Greek? Is your mouth a little weak? When you open it to speak, are you smart?
These words were written by Lorenz or Larry Hart.
Larry was very small. He was not attractive. He wrote about himself all the time.
Max Wilk has written several books about songwriters and musical theater and knew Lorenz Hart.
I mean, when you listen to the lyric, there you are. This is a little short man who smoked big cigars and scribbled lyrics on the back of anything that was around and was always late for wherever he was supposed to be.
He was just the opposite of composer Richard Rodgers, who got up early every morning to compose and almost always made his deadlines. In a 1929 newspaper interview with both of them, Rodgers said Hart was careless and rumpled, and that a steam riveter could be going full blast outside the window and not disturb him when he's writing lyrics. Hart said Rodgers was methodical and temperamental, but he becomes infuriated if a cat walks across the carpet while he's composing. Richard Rodgers' daughter, composer Mary Rodgers, says the relationship between her father and Lorenz Hart was difficult.
Oh, it was maddening. Larry would disappear for days, and he also wouldn't do any work until you locked him in a room and played him the same tune over and over and over again, which is why in the Rodgers and Hart catalog, all the music came first and the lyrics came second. Larry was a very quick worker once you could get him to do it, and God knows, facile and wildly bright and witty. But he was hard to pin down. He loved gambling. He loved staying out late. He loved drinking. And he was not your 9-to-5 kind of worker there, which Daddy was.
Nevertheless, the two became close friends. In an interview in the late 1950s, Richard Rodgers said when he first met Lorenz Hart at the songwriter's Manhattan apartment, he could immediately see Hart's talent.
And Larry came to the door wearing house slippers, a pair of tuxedo trousers, it's a Sunday afternoon, and some kind of shirt. And he needed a shave. But Larry always needed a shave, except on rare state occasions. Larry was 23 years old. Yes, I was 16. And of course, to me, Larry was the old man of the mountains, this great, sophisticated old man. And I was a naive child. But I wasn't so naive that I didn't know that I was in the presence of talent. Because what Larry had to say about lyrics and the making of lyrics and the relationship of lyrics to the theater was exciting to me and tremendously stimulating.
Rodgers and Hart wrote more than 650 songs together, all for stage and film musicals, except one, the pop hit Blue Moon.
Blue Moon, you saw me standing alone. Without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own. Blue Moon.
Rodgers and Hart had their first song published in 1919, Any Old Place With You. Within 6 years, they were famous. The team went on to produce a string of standards, My Heart Stood Still, Dancing on the Ceiling, and Isn't It Romantic. Some of their biggest hits came from the 1937 musical Babes in Arms, including My Funny Valentine, Where or When, and The Lady is a Tramp.
I don't like trap games with barons and earls. Won't go to Harlem in ermine and pearls. Don't dish the dirt with the rest of the girls. That's why the lady is a tramp.
Even before Rodgers and Hart came up with the libretto for the show Babes in Arms, they'd written My Funny Valentine. Rodgers and Hart were so eager to put the song in a show, they named the main male character Valentine. At one point, he calls his girlfriend an opportunist. She doesn't know what that means and calls him a dope. Then she sings My Funny Valentine.
For my funny Valentine, sweet comic Valentine, you make me smile with my heart.
My Funny Valentine quickly became a hit. In fact, it's been recorded more than 600 times by the likes of Frank Sinatra, Judy Garland, and Margaret Whiting. And because the music comes from the same melancholy place as the lyrics, jazz musicians have made it a standard of their own. My Funny Valentine has also been recorded by contemporary pop singers Carly Simon, Ricky Lee Jones, and Elvis Costello.
It's strange to say that My Funny Valentine is actually a woman's song, and yet I associate it with male versions, obviously my own included. The original female version, woman's pretty much ticking off the imperfections of her lover. And when a man sings these same images, it has some strange dreamlike quality. That's what I get from it anyway. I don't know why that should be, maybe because some of the observations are completely inappropriate. Is your figure less than Greek? Is your mouth a little weak when you open it to speak? Are you smart? It sounds a little bit more patronizing coming from a man and a lot more withering coming from a woman, but it nevertheless, if it's sung with tenderness, creates a great sense of mystery.
Is your figure less than Greek? Is your mouth a little weak when you open it to speak? Are you smart?
After all these imperfections have been catalogued, it says, you know, don't change your hair for me, not if you care for me, stay little Valentine, stay. And that passage of music is so strong and has such a lot of longing in it that when the lyric concludes, each day is Valentine's Day, you don't even notice it. The fact that that really might handle differently musically seemed like a really trite payoff, but it seems just absolutely perfect.
Don't change your hair for me, not if you care for me. Stay little Valentine, stay.
Rodgers and Hart worked on 7 more shows together after Babes in Arms, but eventually their differences in personality got to be too great. Rodgers turned to Oscar Hammerstein to write the lyrics for Oklahoma when Hart turned him down, saying it wasn't his kind of story. In truth, Lorenz Hart seems to have lost the will to create. He went off to Mexico for a while, and Mary Rodgers remembers he began drinking heavily.
I think he was terribly lonely. He lived in an era where it was not, you weren't permitted to be a homosexual. I mean, there were earlier periods when you could be, God knows. In England, everybody had a wonderful time in the Bloomsbury era. But this was a time when you couldn't admit that you were homosexual. And then I think he probably just had that kind of depressed personality that leads to drinking, which makes you more depressed.
Look at yourself. If you had a sense of humor, you would laugh to beat the band. And look at yourself. Do you still believe the rumor that romance is simply grand? Since you took it right on the chin, you have lost that bright toothpaste grin. My mental state is all a jumble. I sit around and sadly mumble. Fools rush in, so here I am, very glad to be unhappy.
Rodgers and Hart got together one more time in 1943 when Richard Rodgers called his old friend to help with a revival of their 1927 hit, A Connecticut Yankee, writer Max Wilk.
One of the last songs that Larry wrote was called Can't You Do a Friend a Favor, which is in the show Connecticut Yankee, the revival. And the lyric goes, you can count your friends on the fingers of one hand. If you're lucky, you have two. I have just one friend. That is all that I command. And the friend I have is you. He was referring to Dick. And he stayed dry. He did not drink until all the lyrics for that show were finished. And then he couldn't take it anymore, and he went off on a bender. And he was found lying in the street with pneumonia, which was a cold, hideous night. And he had got picked up and taken to the hospital, and he died.
That was on November 22, 1943. Lorenz Hart was 48 years old. Richard Rodgers went on to collaborate with Oscar Hammerstein on such Broadway and film hits as Carousel, South Pacific, and The Sound of Music. For NPR News, I'm Elizabeth Blair.
Don't change your hair.